Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ New Style.
Yes!
DJ New Style.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
I get it to the meal head to bring it right back. What's the matter with the meal?
It's not broke down.
What's the matter with the meal?
It's not broke down.
Can't get no grind and tell me what's the matter with the meal. Some people said that a preacher won't steal. I got one in my cornfield. What's the matter with the meal?
It's not broke down.
What's the matter with the meal?
It's not broke down.
No grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the meal. Oh, grind, grind.
Okay.
One had a busher and one had a peck. The other one had the cornfield around his neck. What's the matter with the meal?
Sun broke down.
What's the matter with the meal?
Sun broke down.
I can't get no grinding. Tell me what's the matter with the meal.
Don't offer me anything. I'll tell you what I want. Yeah.
Someone don't know how I feel. I got the boat weaver in my cornfield. What's the matter with the meal?
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos, they touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. No. No, no. Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Oh, snap. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on There Is No... Wait, I'm sorry, I keep messing up. It's been too long. Obviously, DJNewStyle.com, but I can't even... I gotta clear my head a little bit with some former Nazi rockers that love to set themselves ablaze. Rammstein! I can't get too into it today. I can't. It's too heavy. I would like some mellow rock. Jerem, I would love some mellow rock if that was at all possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, do you like the Rammstein?
Yeah, I at first I didn't like it. At first I was a little scared of it, but I'm enjoying it now.
Now, what would make you scared of Rammstein?
They're just very angry. They don't seem like they smile a lot.
Well, I mean, it's a foreign language you don't understand. How do you know they're angry?
It's just their attitude, the way they're you know,
is it
yelling.
Is it the fact that the song is translated means, you know, will you see the bed in flames? Is that, I mean, that's not really angry. It could be interpreted to be some kind of a love ballad.
I was not aware of the actual lyrics, but, you know, it's all good. I like it.
Are you still frightened?
No, it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Well, it's good to be here. It's good to be here in the multiple Pal Talk rooms we have going on. Our live feed, which is on DJNewStyle.com. Frank, have you been telling people to listen to the show?
Oh, yeah. I've been sending out flyers and I've been putting stuff on people's windshields at the mall.
You're pretty good at selling the show.
I'm doing what I can, you know?
Yeah, I know. You are pretty good. I got to say, you are one of the best people at selling this show.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. I have to say, there's something that that is bugging me a little bit. I go to Starbucks. You do, too. We kind of turned you on to this place that is everywhere, and I'm surprised you haven't, you know, gotten in touch with it or recognized it. But recently, maybe a few weeks ago, you've been into Starbucks. You claim to be a master of it. You know everything that goes on there.
Right.
Right. Naturally. Well, I kind of have a question. This is kind of in line with something I think you had planned today. The return of the wonderful Is It Gay bit, where we determine if things are gay. But, Jerem, I kind of want to know, if you order something from Starbucks and it starts with the word skinny, is that a little gay?
That's gay.
Why is it gay?
It's effeminate to be concerned with your weight.
But I'm not. It just said that was the best thing to get today. So I figured I'd try it. They have a little chalkboard. I'm sure you've seen it.
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Naturally. And the drink of the day was the skinny cinnamon dolce latte.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong?
When you were about to order it, were you a little hesitant at first? I mean, were you a little nervous or what?
I gotta say, I did think twice about getting it, but I got it. It was absolutely completely disgusting. It was the most disgusting, poison tasting, just chemically beverage I've ever had in my life. They used some kind of a sugar free syrup thing, and at the end of it, she showed me what it looks like. She goes, oh, doesn't this look amazing? I'm like, just put a lid on it, please, so I can. Would you like me to sprinkle some cinnamon sugar? I mean, that's what they do in the regular ones, you know. And, like, I'm some kind of fucking diet freak, and I'm really concerned because I ordered the skinny beverage, Jeremy. You would never do this? This is something you would never get?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. I would never say skinny. I would say skim milk, please, or low-fat milk. I'm not going to say skinny.
But you took exception with me saying non-fat latte.
I could deal with that better than saying skinny. You know, it's a little effeminate.
Do you really have this whole thing with how you're perceived in the public? Like you don't want strangers to think that you're a homosexual?
No, I don't care. What the hell do I care?
Well, you won't order a skinny beverage.
Yeah,
it could be the most delicious thing you've ever tasted, but you won't order because it might sound like you like the occasional penis.
No, I just, you know, sometimes these places have these type of things you have to order, and it's embarrassing to say it. Like I think the IHOP has some kind of breakfast or something where you.
But
have
that's my point exactly. You say they're embarrassing to say. The reason they're embarrassing is because you're afraid of people hearing you say them.
Exactly.
So you are worried about your the way you're perceived.
I guess I am.
Now why? What do you care? Are you ever going to see these people again? I mean, yeah, you're going to see the people at Starbucks again because you go there probably four times a day. I think four. What are you up to now?
I'm down to five.
You're down to five. I know you went there. You found a 24-hour one.
There's 24-hour one in my town. Yes.
And you went there at like 3 a.m. I think when? Last night
I did.
You mean this morning?
This morning, rather.
Yeah, this morning. Because you had to pull an all-nighter. You had to get your reports done. You didn't sleep at all. So you go to the you go to the 24-hour Starbucks to get – and again, what is your drink that you get?
Venti breve latte, 4 equals extra hot, no foam.
No. Okay, so you have a you have 3 sentences. Yet I say I'd like to try the skinny latte thing. I think I even pointed at the chalkboard because I didn't want to commit to the cinnamon dolce part of it. So yeah, I'm a little bit embarrassed of saying such things like that, Germ. I mean, I don't think it makes you a psycho, but people like box wine, they just say, yeah, I'll take a coffee. But you know what you're getting? You're just getting plain coffee. You're not going to get anything fancy. And I like some right. I like some kind of a heavily adorned Starbucks beverage because the coffee really just isn't good. The plain coffee isn't good. I like a latte. I like something like that. I had one before the show so I don't die on the way home. The one I had, though, had the cinnamon sugar on top. The woman that I usually see there, she gave me like a weird look. And I think it might be something along the lines of my like, that I ordered a gay beverage. But I'm not – I mean, that's just me over-exaggerating or something like that. But she put the cinnamon sugar on it, Germ, and I had to piss in the worst way. I drank this beverage. It was the worst. But it, for some reason –
Why'd you still drink it if it wasn't good?
I had to finish it. I had to finish it because sometimes, Germ, I have a pretty long commute home. Sometimes I have to urinate on the way home.
Okay.
Maybe I ran out of the office in a huff.
But now you
I mean,
say some,
you know, okay. I'm no stranger to pissing in containers.
Right. But here's my thought: if you feel like you're falling asleep on your drive home, if you feel like you have to piss, that'll keep you up. Having to have a full bladder will keep you up.
Have you ever tried to piss into a venti Starbucks cup, and from the driver's seat, on the side of a road with no shoulder, Germ?
No, I have not.
Well, I did that tonight, and to top it off, this wonderful additive of the cinnamon sugar is now lodged in my tip, pretty much. As I'm draping my I'm draping myself into the cup.
How do you?
And the leftover foam and cinnamon sugar is now just like my penis is just it's crystallizing right now.
Listen to me. You pulled over on the shoulder of the highway and
no
and
a back road. So I mean, oh, if it wasn't such a good area, I would have to worry about
did
people with banjos trying to sodomize me. What did I? No, I didn't get out of the car. I just do it right in the car.
How?
What
how
am I gonna do?
Possible?
Stand up, whistle, put my hand on the roof?
No, but how is it possible that you don't drip some? I mean, you don't have enough room to maneuver. You know
I mean,
what I'm
you
saying?
you might drip some, you might not.
So there's a possibility you may get urine on your hands.
I probably did, Germ. You know what? This is disgusting. This is really disgusting, Germ. But you can't see in a dark car, right?
Oh, boy.
So how are you going to know that you're not overflowing? That's what I want. Like, you can't pinch this off. How do you know that you're not going to overflow this cup and just have a bigger mess? What would you do? I mean, you're going to turn the light on?
You could be a big boy and wait till you get home and pee. That's
I can't do it, Germ. Can't do it. I was about to explode. This was an emergency. I know that in dire times, you've pissed yourself. Well, I didn't have that option because I have self-respect. So what I did is I put my penis in a crystally frothy coffee cup, and then I just stick the tip of your finger right in. And when you start to feel piss come up, you know you're at the top of the cup.
So you felt the piss reach the head of your pecker?
Yes. Well, no. No, you kind of leave that in there. I mean, because where is it going to go? I mean, you pull out as much as you can, but after a while, you don't have that much room to maneuver, as you said. So, I mean, the Starbucks people, if you're lucky, you get a napkin. I was lucky tonight. I was lucky. But, Germ, I didn't spill a drop. So I just opened the window. I dumped the cup out.
Oh, say it isn't so, dude.
What are you talking about?
Dude, wait, hold up. You threw your bodily fluids outside the window?
I just I took the cup right out of the window. But I kept it. I kept the cup because like I'm not about to litter. I don't want to litter. I kept the cup, put it right in my cup holder.
Oh, man. You poured it out?
What am I going to do, Germ? What do you want me to do? Transport it like used motor oil? Bring it to the fucking landfill? What do you do? You dump it out of the window. Let it soak into the road or whatever. It's better that way. I'm like, I'm going to drive home, maybe
better
hit a bump, a pothole, and get and just ruin my completely awful plan. I had to pee. I obviously didn't want to do this. I wasn't prepared.
But you do this a lot. You pee in your car a lot.
I know. My only preparation is really just to have a cup. If I have to piss, I'll piss into the cup. And yes, Bandy Man's checking in. He's asking, or he's stating, so you saved the container. Yeah, I saved the container because I didn't want to litter. That's rude. That's really rude.
You put the pee container that you had to piss in back in your cup holder?
Yeah. It didn't spill. I mean, nothing was on the cup.
But still, there's still remnants and droplets and
inside.
Condensation.
Inside. I didn't put it upside down. I just
now,
put it into
this.
What?
At any point, did you smell the cup after you peed in it?
What am I? Wafted? Like some kind of a fucking chemistry experiment? Well,
yes.
Why would I sniff it?
Well, I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, you do catch a whiff, maybe, from the urine. But, I mean,
wow.
you do that whenever you urinate.
Wow.
But I'm not going to put it near my nose like you're suggesting.
All right, whatever, man.
It kind of smelled like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though.
I know, you say that all the time.
No, I actually say Sugar
Golden
Smacks.
Grams. Okay, Sugar Smacks.
Golden Grahams, no. If my piss smelled like Golden Grahams, I'd never eat breakfast again. I would drink my breakfast. Jerm, why is this so disturbing to you?
Well, it's not fair to the people who are walking on the street that they have to walk on top of your urine.
Who's walking on the street? What Amish people are in my town that they have to walk in the middle of the road? And what's the big deal? What's the big deal? Animals shit and piss wherever the hell they feel like it.
You poured it out in the side or the middle of the street?
I'm on the side of the road. I throw it right into the middle.
Pour it out.
Right into the middle of the road.
Okay, was your car driving when you poured it out the window?
No, I was stopped.
Okay.
I was stopped.
I see.
I'm a little bit responsible here.
Well, how is that being responsible? You just don't want it to fly onto your car door.
Okay, Jerm, so would it be better if I let it cascade down my my controls into my locks and windows?
Don't they give you a cap, a cover?
They do.
So why couldn't you just cover it up and hold on to it and then pour it out into your toilet when you got home like a...
Okay,
like
so you're saying that you've never seen a car with little coffee stains on the cup holder. How do they get there, Jerm? Maybe you hit a bump, coffee shoots up. Well, that coffee would be my piss, and I don't want that to happen.
You hold on to the lid. You hold on to the lid.
So your whole argument of not wanting to touch it is completely invalidated, because I'd have to put my finger over it. Jerm, have you ever pissed into a bottle?
Well, what I did was I bought these disposable... Porta-Johns at the Pep Boys, and you pee into this bag, and it fills up as kind of foam substance, and then you could, you don't have to worry about spilling it or anything.
It fills up with a foam substance?
When you pee into it, it, like, gels up or something. The urine
there's some kind of chemical in it that...
Yeah.
Your urine, like, is the solvent,
right.
Makes it
right.
Turn into Jell-O.
Right. And one time I peed in the... And I had to go to a vacant house, and I peed in the vacant house. Because I didn't want to pee. The plumbing was off, so I couldn't pee in that place there.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
The VA Messenger. What's up?
VA Messenger. What's going on, buddy?
Yo, Jerm.
Yes, sir.
Did you play sports at all?
Yes, I played baseball.
Okay, did you ever take a fucking bus ride from somewhere after the game and have like a 2-hour bus ride?
Firstly, VA Messengers, just want to say I like your new haircut. It looks very nice. Just want to say
handsome.
That.
Really?
Very handsome.
Not gay or anything like that. Handsome.
Well, thank you.
But answer the question, Jerm. Don't deflect, please.
Okay, please repeat the question. I'm sorry, Mr. Messenger.
Okay, have you ever, played a baseball game and had like an hour, 2-hour ride from wherever you're playing back to your home school?
No, I have not done that.
Okay.
I think the best question probably would be, Jerm, what level of baseball did you play?
Little League. I didn't play
of
high
course.
School. I played Little League.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
Yeah, see, there you go. He never went outside after he was 9.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Good, Jerm. Look, we would have soccer games, I don't know, hour away. You've been drinking water all game.
Right.
And Gatorade, you get in the back of the bus, you're riding back, and you got an hour and a half ride, you just piss in the bottle.
And you know what happens, Jerm? The back seat ultimately becomes a urinal. Cause,
yep.
Because what happens is you're not getting it in that bottle on that bumpy bus ride.
Mr. Messenger, what do you do with the urine-filled Gatorade bottle? Do you pour it out into the street, or you take it home and dump it in your toilet?
We used to leave those on the bus for the bus driver.
I wrap it up, put a bow on it, put it under my mom's pillow as a gift. Thanks for all the money for the teeth. This bottle pisses for you, Mom. I love it. Thank you.
All right, boys, I gotta go.
Thanks, buddy.
Later.
Yeah. Jeremy, I can't believe people actually mistake you as a former athlete. Boater is acknowledging something here that I pointed out. You had the worst, what seems like the worst fake laugh I've ever heard.
That was a genuine laugh. That's not how I laugh.
You just save up your laughter?
No, I that's how I laugh. It's orgasm
of laughter just at any stupid, not even funny line?
I thought it was funny. And, you know, just like last week, I think Mrs. Alki said something I thought was very funny, and Mr. Alki as well. And I thought they were funny.
I think you should maybe curb that a little bit.
I apologize.
Yeah. No, via messenger's concern. He wants to know that it's not his laugh. It definitely is not your laugh. Please. Come on. You have a decent laugh. And Frank thinks you're incredibly handsome. Incredibly.
That, I didn't say that. I just said I liked his haircut. That's all.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I read a little bit more into that. Fadry Music Jeff says he once pissed into a vitamin water bottle. I've done that too. I think I've pissed in at least, 10 varieties of soft drink bottle. Do you pluralize bottle in that case? I don't know. Jeremy, you've just pissed into the foam up.
No, if you're asking me in my life if I ever pissed in a bottle, yes, I have. As an adult,
what kind of bottle? What drink? What kind of drink? It's important.
I don't remember what drink Yoo-hoo? It was. I don't. Well, that would hurt you. That would be a metal on it. You could hurt yourself with that. You know.
They have Yoo-hoo in bottles, Frank.
I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, I apologize.
That's okay. I have peed in, but I would never pour it out into the public where somebody could step. You know.
Neither did I. I did it on a road, Frank. It's okay. Well, it's all right. I just noticed that someone with a restricted number called up. That's been happening a lot lately, Frank. A lot. Did you want to do your thing now, or do you want to do that later?
I don't really know as much to say, you know?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Maybe we'll get to that a little later. I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. See how that works out. But the unrestricted or the restricted numbers have been happening a lot. And I can't pick them up for obvious reasons because I'd put you on hold. That's the way Skype works. So I checked, and I realized that a bunch of people were leaving voicemails. When I say a bunch of people, Frank, I mean one guy, former caller of the show, former regular in the Opie and Anthony fan room. Not too liked. This guy is not too liked. And apparently he's got something to say. Why don't we just I want to say that this might offend a few people. might upset a few people. But I think this has to be heard because it's really creepy that this person is so dedicated to calling me and making certain claims, and he's unable to prove any of them. Here's the first call. Jeremy, are you okay?
I'm ready. It's going to be offensive to some people, though, but go ahead.
All right. Well, here's the first call from Tuna Bone.
Hey, good old buddy. Just wanted to let you know... You want to take my call to your good old friend, Tuna Bone. So, let me know there, brother. Peace.
Yeah. And I think he has trouble hanging up. Yeah, you hear him hitting fucking random buttons. He's trying to hang up the phone, and he hits about three other buttons. He just wanted to let me know that it's his good old friend Tuna Bone, my good old friend Tuna Bone, who I never talked to, who I've only had on the show here to talk about jail and all that shit. Apparently, apparently he's been in rehab. I have no idea. I don't know him, but he decides that he has to call my show. He made all these claims. He said he had Nirvana tapes. He unreleased Nirvana tapes. He says he personally knows Keith Richards. He's just a big liar, pretty much, as far as I'm concerned, Frank. I don't know about you. What's your opinion of the guy?
I've never met the gentleman. I don't even know who, you know, you'd know more than I would.
The big thing that Deb is pointing out is that a lot of people feel he's responsible for Rich's death. And Rich is a friend. He's well-known, well-loved, and obviously greatly missed. And he was a co-host on this show for quite a while. And Tuna Bone keeps calling in. This is his other one. This is about 30 seconds after that. Hey, buddy. It's your old friend Tuna Bone. This is the next call, 30 seconds later.
Yeah, there, DJ. I am watching and listening to your little show on .net. And there's a few things we got to clear out now that I'm out of rehab. Obviously, you can tell by my voice that this is not the old Tuna Bone. And I would like to speak to you about a few things off the air before we go on the air.
Oops.
There's a lot of horseshit going around that someone passed away because of me. And that did not happen. You can talk to their family. And I was the only one that was at the... when they put him in the box and they put him in the wall there. There's not one other person there. Why? Because the family didn't want chaos going on with all the people that they had the day before. No, I came by limo, and I paid my respects to a man that was a man and did not have a chance to tell you all that Tuna Bone was telling the truth.
Okay, so let me pause that there. Apparently, he was the only one to see them put him in the box thing in the wall. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm probably able to describe what a funeral is if I'm out of rehab. I've never done drugs. I've never been in rehab. But it seems like he's slurring his speech, and he's leading up this whole story and still pointing out, I traveled by limo to the funeral, and he didn't get to tell people about the Tuna Bone. Just awful. This guy is horrible. And I'll continue the call. If this is offending anybody, I apologize, but I really have to put this out there because this is what I see in my fucking voicemail. Just lined up from this guy every show. Every show. And every time I see a restricted caller or whatever, it's probably him because he's obsessed. He is absolutely obsessed and he's awful. And he's clearly still doing drugs. So here he goes.
About everything. But of course, Lee Mills that left him there. Oh, he saw the bar. But he got burnt on a lap dance. Our boy Richard got 3 fucking moons in a row. That's why he stayed there. But good Lee Mills. Yeah, he just got waxed and got fucking taken for his money. So I wouldn't be talking about it either. But he knows the scoop. But he's not man enough to talk to, you know, anybody about it. But you can talk to Richard's sister, which would tell you that he did not die from any of my drugs. Okay? So when you're ready to talk to me, and you think I'm giving my number out to you? You got your fucking mind. When you see an incoming call, it's restricted. You'll know who it is. So make fun of me on the air on that one. No matter. And that's what people do that don't have nothing better to talk about. Like, Stern talking about his fucking baby Clumpy. It was a miscarriage. Fucking little piss-ass moron Jew he is.
What?
No wonder she fucking dumped him. I would too. If you need to get laughs like that, it's pretty fucking sad. And this guy that fucking thinks he's hot shit, Mr. Fucking Tasmania, y'all can kiss my ass. Because only us know the truth. Period.
Us?
He had his own prescription for fucking Vicodin.
Only us know the truth.
That's how much you guys know. You ever hear him sleep?
No, I haven't.
I told him fucking 2 days before he left my house, if you don't do something bad, you're going to die, pal. And look what happened. But yeah, I went by limo.
Limo.
To his fucking burial. Not to wake. What do I go to wake for? I was invited to the burial where nobody else was invited to because I was the man. He came home and told everybody that it was the best time he ever had. And he even told everybody that my club kicked the shit out of fucking Opie and Anthony's fucking fucking whatever that fucking fuck.
So he's really trying to clear his name out and still proclaim his club, the Showplace, to be the greatest club ever, and point out that he's riding in limos and nobody knows the truth but him, and Rich would have said this and Rich would have said that, and it's just fucking, it's awful, absolutely awful. He says Lee Mel's got fucking taken for his money or something, and Rich got treated like a king at his, and I've seen his place, it looks like a goddamn a rat's nest. It seriously looks like, I've driven by it, I've never gone in there, believe me, okay? I fucking hate strip clubs as it is. I don't want to go to the Showplace. Fucking throw a single down to some fucking former dental hygienist or whatever. Just couldn't make it. It's awful. It looks like a doctor's office that, you know, got rezoned or something. I don't know. It's just terrible, Jerm. What's your impression of this, Jerm?
You know what? I don't know either. I didn't know Rich, and I don't know this Tuna Bone, so I really can't. I really don't know what much of what he's even talking about, to be honest with you. You know better than I would.
Tuna Bone is he makes a lot of big claims. As far as I'm concerned, this is the act of somebody who feels guilty. Somebody who feels guilty. I mean, I could understand if somebody is claimed to be responsible for something that isn't. You defend yourself in a much different way. You don't make up lies. You don't say, I'm out of rehab. I'm completely clear. You can tell by my voice. No, we know it's Tuna Bone because of your drunken, slurring voice. That's the only reason I recognized you, your fucking call. It says restricted, play voicemail. And I did that, and it's, hey, buddy, it's Tuna Bone. Let me tell you why you're all assholes. Just fucking ridiculous. This sad old man. Just a sad, sad old man. Do you think I should I stop playing this, or is this should I keep going with this? I'll finish this one out. I mean, I don't know. It's pretty fucking ridiculous.
He says that Opie is not even his brother. Opie's got more money than his brother. But it's all good. I'm not a little too happy about the situation here because we need to get down to the bottom of this because Tuna Bone is not too happy, okay? Peace. When you're man enough to pick up the phone, it's because it says restricted. Too fucking bad, isn't it? But I got rockers and fucking people calling me up and my bar gets the fucking alarm. I keep it on 24/7 because the alarm goes off and I run over there and fuck with it. That's why it's restricted. That's why nobody will have my fucking number. But Rich was a good fucking man. And remember, I was the last one with him. 3 days he was at his house afterwards. So all you motherfuckers that think different, enjoy. And by the way, he told me about him being very sad about the two people that shot themselves as the admins. They killed each other. What the fuck ever happened? And there's a few other things they told me that you should know. So you can pass it on. And I'll pass it on as a joke. God rest his motherfucking soul. Peace out.
Well, that's that. But the thing is, he stresses the restricted number thing. And he says he's so up on, you know, his memory and his speech and all that. Well, he must remember that he gave me his number. To have him on the show a while back. So I'm going to try to give him a buzz. And we'll see just what he has to say. Ah, I see. Invalid phone number. He changed it or something. We'll see. If I see an unrestricted number, Jerm, I put you on hold. Please, please don't be offended.
I won't be offended.
Are you uncomfortable with all this? I mean, there's about... Like,
I'm uncomfortable with the fact that some people are uncomfortable with this, and I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable.
I mean, there's about three more calls. I mean, a lot of them is just, you know, the same shit over and over. He basically says, what are you doing with your show? People want to hear it, Jerm. I guess
Go for
it. We should play it then, right?
That's fine.
People want to hear it. Again, if you're upset by this, I apologize, but this guy fucking hounds me every fucking day. Every fucking day I get new calls from this fucking guy.
And I just want to tell you something. It's not nice to put down strip clubs, my friend, because if you know what the fuck you're doing, you don't have to go home and spank it. It's called lap rooms. A good friend, Rich, didn't get played like Lee did. That's why Lee don't need to talk about it. He got played. Well, our good friend Rich got it 3 days in a row. Maybe that's what killed him. He's overwhelming. No, actually, that's not what killed him. His weight killed him. His overweight. He didn't drive. He didn't die from no overdose, just so you know. Okay, because I have the report. The sister called me up. Okay, she was supposed to go on the air and clear my name. But everybody thinks Tuna Bone is in fucking La La Land. Tuna Bone had a fucking bad foot operation. Okay, Tuna Bone went into fucking rehab to get off of the medicine that the doctors put me on. So when you just want to stop making jokes like a Howard Stern, you know, all made up, you know, pre in advance because you're not funny all by yourself. So you got to set it all up in advance. Real fucking DJ New Style should be funny all by himself. Not talking about other people's shit. But you can put me on the air, my message on the air to everybody. Okay? Because they all can suck my fucking rotten cock if they think that I had anything to do with Richard's death. And call Richard's family. They think you're all a bunch of scumbags for even thinking that. I had to go get my laptop that he was fixing, that he took home with him. After I paid my fucking respects, when nobody from Pal Talk was there. They went to the real one, but they certainly didn't go to the fucking burial. But Turnbull was there. Okay? Thank you very much. Let me know when you want to talk. Just pick up a fucking unrestricted phone. You know who the fuck's calling. All right, pal? And put it nice and clear on the fucking air that call the sister and the family. There is nothing that has to be me has to do with his death. Excuse me. I went through a very long detox to better myself. But at the same time, my foot's still like a motherfucking 2 feet, really fat and ugly looking because of my fall. So enjoy your little put-on show over there because that's kind of like what Howard does, you know? And Stern sucks cock, all right? I'm not saying you do, but Stern does. Why can't you come up with something better and be funny yourself? You got a lot of talent. You got so much talent that it makes me sick. But you got to bring people in to talk about shit that's stupid. Dude, you're a talented motherfucker. You can make it in business. But by the way you're doing
Hold on. How did this go from him defending himself to a fucking pep talk about me improving my show? Germ, do you think I could really make it in the business? I mean, is he right?
Well, I think he's got a point there.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing he has a point on. I think I could. But the thing is, this is fucking depressing, and a lot of people are not exactly pleased that they're hearing this. But it's something I think that you should hear. If you ever knew Rich or you ever knew fucking Tuna Bone, I think you should hear this. And a lot of the people that listen to the show that don't know, at least know Rich from some of the old shows. That's what this is. This is Tuna Bone calling me incessantly, and now he's telling me my show is it needs to be improved. He's giving me fucking input about this, but then he's going to go back into some rambling fucking rant about random pal talkers and all that. It's just fucking miserable, but this is what I have to deal with from him. He doesn't always leave a message, but he always calls. Always.
falling off another Stern. But you ain't going to make it as far as Stern, because everybody fucking hates Stern. All right? Peace out. Now, I want to get your fucking number. I finally got your fucking number to tell you the truth. Call his family. He died from obesity. Fucking guy snored like a fucking bear. He wasn't even fucking breathing when he was sleeping. He was fucking shallow breathing. Remember? I lost a wife, and Neil wanted a fucking skull fucker
Neil?
In her head in the fucking grave.
I can't. Hold on. This is all lies. This is all lies. It wasn't Neo. It was our own Jackie Riley who wanted to skull fuck his dead wife. I have to correct the guy. Have to correct him. And with the whole fucking sleep apnea thing, it certainly doesn't help giving a fucking person who's addicted to drugs piles of pills. Maybe it's not the fucking reason somebody died, but does it fucking help? No, it's fucking stupid, and it's something that a fucking scumbag would do. Someone that runs a fucking scummy, hayseed little fucking shit bar with fucking whores that have goddamn gaps and cavities that are fucking visible. That's what someone like that would fucking do. It's fucking tuna bone.
Oh, we're all real tough and smart. Motherfuckers. Fucking take the baseball bat to all you motherfuckers, and I won't even have to do that. It's called a Sicilian dropping a dime, and you're all fucked. And remember, I'm not on any shit no more. I got my head square, and I've been looking for your motherfucking number for a long time, buddy, to tell you exactly what's on my mind. Excuse me for having a little stutter there, but you try to go through what I went through, getting off all that fucking medication, and still having a fucking bum foot. And I'll say once more, peace, Godspeed, and you can make all the fun on the fucking air about this phone call, because I need to get out. I've been dying to fucking talk to you and get it out. You got on your machine? Put it out there.
Shut the fuck up.
Richard had nothing to do with being in my house that he passed on. He was overweight, and he was killing himself with drinking and prescriptions of his own, called Vicodin.
Called Vicodin, like you mean the pile of pills you had on your fucking shitty coffee table amidst all the Chips Ahoy wrappers in your fucking shitty house with the fucking bathtub in the living room.
But that's not what killed you. Vicodin can't kill you. It's his fucking style of life, hanging out with you fucking idiots at these fucking places. Like I saw at the fucking PNC Art Center? Drink. That's what fucking killed him. And he's overweight. So enjoy yourself. Let's make a fucking mockery out of this one, okay?
Hold on. I think he just said he hasn't touched the bottle since 1978. Meanwhile, I can just rewind about 2 years. And you know he's fucking drinking. You can listen to this fucking audio and know he's on something. Either he has, some kind of a forked tongue, extra tonsils or something. This guy is so extremely full of shit and obviously filled with fucking just guilt and some kind of a remorse, because he is a human. He's a stupid human who has no fucking sense in his dumb, retarded, mulleted fucking head. But he's feeling some kind of remorse, but he still can't get past the fact that he has to brag about himself. He has to say he went in a limo. He has to say he did this, he did that, he knows this, he knows that, and he's not responsible. Meanwhile, he, you know, had a fucking mountain of illegal prescriptions and shit. He said that he would, you know, doctors would give him shit to do all the. He's just a fucking asshole. He's a fucking asshole.
Make sure you call his family first. That's where you got your shit together.
Yeah, I'm going to buddy up to his fucking family like you did 2 fucking days ago. Or whatever. 2 days after he dies, you're up knocking on their fucking door for your laptop? Come on. That fucking paints the picture right there. Germ, if somebody dies, are you going to go and they have your belongings? Are you going to go and knock on their fucking door immediately?
No, absolutely not.
And I need to apologize to ABN Ranger, who is in the Pal Talk room. He thinks I should shut the fuck up and call me Pussy Boy. Well, I'm sorry. I can't appeal to everybody. I try. But if you need me to shut the fuck up, you should just take your ass back to whatever fucking sandy goddamn dune country you're in, you dumb fuck. Jesus. Hope some fucking Texas tycoon drills for oil in your fucking Arab asshole, you dumb cunt. I'm so irritated right now. Jeremy, why am I so irritated?
Did you eat today?
Or? No, it's the tuna bone.
Yeah, what's right. And now you want to talk to the real tuna bone and straight? I'll play. I don't have to talk about no fucking bullshit. Talk about life. Because life in general sucks. Sometimes it can be funny. Sometimes it can suck. And right now, what I just heard about, and what I just heard your show, that is fucking sucked. Fucking with Solero and fucking Alki and the comic. Yeah, what the fuck? You think that's funny? Go up and get a real show, pal. Better yet, why don't you come down to the fucking club? Because nobody jerks off and gets boners next to each other. Because our girls take care of our clients.
Oh, okay. So he's now running a fucking illegal fucking sex den in the Showplace, South Salem Street, Dover, New Jersey. Is he suggesting that at this fucking strip club, people are getting hand jobs? They pay to get fucking sexual favors at the Showplace, South Salem Street in Dover, New Jersey. If any police happen to hear this. Yeah.
If you got money.
Oh, you need money,
right? Maybe people lose your money.
Let's hear that again.
Our girls take care of our clients if you got money.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe people lose your fucking money in your pocket. Yeah. You're going to get shit. All right? Peace out. Next time you want to hear from a restricted phone call and you want to pick it up, we shall talk. But Dan, if you're going to get my fucking number, all right? Mm. Later, pal.
Yeah, fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. There's a lot more. I can't play them all. I just can't play them all, Jerm. There's not enough time in the fucking... day. I really wish cops would raid that place. Neo's typing, cops should raid his place, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he's been saying this shit forever, but the fact that he's pestering me with it, like I'm some kind of media outlet. I mean, granted, there's some people here that are hearing it that he wants to, but it's almost 2 years since Rich died, and this guy can't get over the fact that people think that he is tied to it. He freely admits that he gave Rich drugs. Freely admits. But he thinks he's completely scot-free. Just awful. Just awful. Well, I guess it's not really almost 2 years, but if you just deal with the year aspect of the date. Yeah. It's fucking depressing, man. Knocking on their door for his fucking laptop. 2 days later. And he's some kind of fucking family friend. I went to the burial. Oh, good for you, Tuna Bone. Good for you. At least you're keeping up the fucking classlessness. Dumb fuck. Jerm, why don't we take a break? We need a little levity here. Can you... Do you think Jerm Freak Radio's up to the task?
I think it is.
You think it is?
I hope it is. Hmm. I guess we'll see.
This is a pretty bad one, though. It's a pretty bad one.
Well, they're all pretty good.
Why don't you take us out to break? Come on, Jerm. You can do this.
It's Jerm Freak Radio at its best.
No, that's not how you send the DJ New Style Show to break. So how about this? I'll never ask you to do that again. And during the break, I'm going to try to pick the fucking cinnamon crystals out of my car. It's the DJ New Style Show, DJNewStyle.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
Next up, it's Jerm Freak Radio! that's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh.
All right. What do we have coming up next?
All right. Born Patricia May Andrzejewski in 1953, this four-time Grammy Award winner... I'm sorry. You know what? I've been waiting for that all day. I had onions today, and they're burning my stomach, and I apologize for being like that. I don't like to do that, but I apologize. Born Patricia May Andrzejewski in 1953, this influential four-time Grammy Award-winning American rock singer and four consecutive... All right, I'm just trying to put too much into it, and I end up exhausting myself in the meantime. I know. Born Patricia May Andrzejewski, four-time Emmy Award. The following artist has won favorite pop. Our next artist has won four Grammy Awards from Our following artist has won four consecutive Grammy Awards. Okay. Our following artist has won four consecutive Grammy Awards for Best Rock Vocal Performance Female from 1980 to 1983. She's also won three. The following artist has won four consecutive Grammy Awards for Best Rock Vocal Performance Female from 1980 to 1983. In addition, she has won American Music Awards Favorite Female Pop Rock Vocalist 1981 and 1983, as well as a Pop Rock Video Artist for 1985. She was voted Rolling Stone Magazine's Favorite Female Vocalist twice! She is an influential all-female... All right, you know what? I'm not feeling this, dude. I'm not feeling it. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. I really don't. Maybe I'm losing it. Maybe Germ Freak Radio is dead. Maybe it's run its course.
No, say it ain't so, Frank. Say it ain't so. Come on. Reach into your pocket. Pull out one last gem.
I think it's, you know what? I'm just not feeling it anymore, and I think I've spewed out all the hatred and anger and disgust I can. But I will try one more time. Born Patricia May Andrzejewski in 1953. This four-time Grammy Award-winning Best Vocal Female Performance from... The following artist is a four-time consecutive Grammy Award winner for Best Rock Vocal Performance Female from 1980 to 1983. In addition, she has won... three American Music Awards in the early 80s as well. Rolling Stone has voted her favorite female vocalist twice. Born Patricia May Andrzejewski in 1953. It's Pat Benatar with Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
You're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like come on.
to the DJ New Style Show, you dick knob. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
DJ New Style Show. DJ New Style Show is back. Bitches.
Oh, no, no, not bitches. No, 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 no. I apologize to all the women out there. You're not bitches, you're just... you're she friends. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, DJNewStyle.com. We got our buddy Germ Freak here. Germ, you are there. I've picked out some of the cinnamon. I'm working on the sugar next.
Uh-huh.
Might need like a chisel or like an emery board. I have to go visit my grandmother and pick up an emery board and just file my cock down. Germ, I understand you've set up a little bit of a guest.
I tried.
You did?
I tried.
Well, you son of a bitch.
I tried, but obviously this person is not responding at this point in time. Maybe he went to take a leak or something.
Maybe he did that. We'll see. Well, I'm not even going to talk about him then. See, Jim, your first attempt at bringing a guest, to the show.
Oh, whatever.
Is just blowing up in your face.
I think he went to get a sandwich or something.
You think? Oh, just a sandwich. Okay. Well, we'll wait until he gets the fucking sandwich and eats it, and then he'll come back on. That'll be the best way we could use our time on the show. It's not like I really want to hear from the dude either. What's the guy's name?
His name is Luis.
Oh, Luis. So he's a Spaniard.
He's a Puerto Ricano.
Oh, Jerm, I'm gonna have to put you on hold for a second.
I apologize.
You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Hey, what's up? This is me, Louie.
Yeah, call back with a fucking unblocked number, please. Will you do me that favor?
Nah.
I'm not gonna fuck with you.
All right.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, man, I tell you, these people, he says no, because he's so fucking controversial. He's so fucking controversial that he says he won't call back with a fucking, an unrestricted number. Whoa! What's this?
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this? Nobody.
Wow.
Germ, are you there? I mean, somebody's here. I see another number here. It doesn't really matter.
I'm here.
Yeah, we're losing the phone. We lost the phone call, Germ.
All right.
We lost the phone call. We lost your guest. His name, he called himself Louis, by the way. He didn't say Luis. Oh, I guess it was Solera, our call screener, who was fired last show by Eastside Dave. When Eastside Dave called in, he fired us, our call screener. We had to hire Alki. He's running the phones now. Hopefully he doesn't have to get fired too. Oh no, it's Solera on Alki's name. Okay, I'm just completely confused. Jerem, you've thrown me into what I can only describe as a tizzy. A tizzy,
well,
I say.
I mean, we could digress into the phone call I had today from the other day from a family member, perhaps.
Well, no, I don't know anything about this. What happened?
Well, I don't know. I made this video, if you will.
Okay.
A day in the life.
Is this a video I've seen?
I think you may have seen it, being that it's on your website.
So this is one on frankenbarb.com?
It was.
Frankenbarb.com, as if to say Frank Ken Barb?
Right, right.
The three people that are contributing videos to it?
Right, exactly. Right.
So which video is it?
Well, listen, it was about going shopping.
So this is the video of when we all went to the mall.
Right.
And you and Barb were talking about clothes and shoes. So you tell me I'm gay for ordering a fucking skinny coffee, and you're talking about goddamn shoes.
Right.
Okay. Commenting on the intricate details of a hanger. Yeah.
Right, right.
Okay, yeah. That's right, Jerm.
And the
completely straight.
Yes.
Go ahead.
The premise of the video is, you know, you ever see those creepy directors, those creepy pornographic directors?
Yes, Sherman. And pretty much every one of the new reality porno sites and new. Yes. By new, I'm talking like 01. Yes. They're already dated now, Jerm.
Yes.
See, I'm going to be like you are to music, but with pornography. Like, you only listen to shit from the 80s, and I only watch porn from 2001, 1990.
Right, right.
Or whatever. So what's the deal?
Well, you know,
you got a call about this? Did someone like the video?
I got a little phone call. The missus got a little email. You know, it was a whole family problem here.
Wait, your wife got emailed about this video?
Her sister found the video online.
Okay.
And did not approve of it.
She didn't approve of the video.
She
didn't think it was funny?
She didn't think it was apropos, or that's not the right word, but she didn't think it was a good idea for me to do.
Why not?
She thinks that somebody who is married with children should not be traipsing around with a person of that person's stature and age.
What do you mean? Oh, stature. You mean someone who's young and attractive?
Perhaps, yes.
Okay. So she's upset that you're on some kind of internet video that, quite honestly, not too many people have seen.
Right.
And as you're, not too many people have seen it, but it's basically just you and Barb on camera.
Right.
Talking about clothes.
Right. And I tried to give my best sleazy, fawning, obsessed, director cut, if you will. Maybe you can explain it better than I can.
You gave some kind of the stupid interview they do now in the reality porno movies.
Right.
You're trying to be extra creepy, way over the top, and all that. I'll play a little clip of the audio if you want.
Please do.
Just listen to how creepy he is.
We're sitting here, and this is up-and-coming celebrity Barbara, a girl, sitting in the car.
That's not my last name.
Whatever. And she...
So, you're in a car, and you're just fucking doing the whole I'm behind the camera.
I'm trying to be creepy and disgusting. You know, I'm just trying to be whatever. Apparently she thought that was the real me.
So she sent an email to your wife.
Well, she said she called my wife up.
Okay.
And she sent an email to me.
What happened?
What did
she say to you?
You are not being honest with my sister.
You're not. Are you reading this now?
This is an actual email.
It sounds like you are. Okay, so read it to us, if that's okay.
Well, what I will not let you hurt my sister.
She thinks that you being in a mall with
Barb
is gonna fucking
going on with you know who, which is the furthest thing that from reality there is.
It's probably the most remote possibility I could even imagine right now.
Oh, it's beyond that. Okay.
Our buddy Ed McGrath is saying, like, Barb would even touch him with a 50-foot pole.
Exactly.
I don't think so.
Exactly.
And it's so ridiculous. Like, so basically, your sister-in-law thinks you're something special there, Jer.
I don't know. She thinks
you're some kind of hot commodity. You could just scoop up any fucking random 21-year-old to go to a goddamn, Betsy Johnson?
I don't know what the hell it even was.
Yeah.
It was a shoe store. But here's the problem. I don't get along with most of my in-laws, and she's the only person I get along with.
Oh, so this is your last link to them.
This is my last link to the in-laws.
Okay.
And
Is there any more to that email?
There's a little bit. There was a comment on the when we were in the shoe store or whatever. I made a comment about calves, if you will.
Well, what happens is in the video, Barb tries on some shoes. So, I think I'm going to disable the video for right now so that not too many people are just stroking it and not listening to us. But I need to be able to refer to it if I have to. I guess she rolls her pants up or whatever. You just see her calf as she's trying on a shoe.
It looks like she's going fishing. But, she pulls her pants up, I guess, to see how the shoe looks with her legs.
So what did she say?
And then I said something. I said, oh, nice calves, something disgusting.
Yeah.
And she said, I will be watching you. I look forward to next Tuesday night's podcast of the DJ New Style Show. I will be watching you. Tell Barb I said hello. She has nice calves. Really nice calves.
Wow, what a sarcastic.
By the way.
Just a grating. Oh, there's more?
How is the diner?
Well, that's the end scene. That's where right. You and Barb are seemingly alone at this table.
Right.
And you can see Barb eat a fucking happy waitress. This really isn't an interesting video. It's cool to watch. I enjoy it. I think it's pretty funny. But it's nothing scandalous about it. There is nothing wrong with that video. And again, I say your sister-in-law must think you're some kind of fucking really special thing to believe that you and Barb have something going on.
Well, my wife could care less about it. She saw the video and she could have cared less about it.
But the thing is, your sister-in-law thinks you're cheating on your family with our very own Barbara.
Right. She thinks, and she's telling my wife to keep an eye on me, that I'm not really going places. I say I'm going somewhere to make sure that I'm going to the right places, and she pretty much is telling her to keep an eye on me.
Oh, you're such a goddamn wildcat.
Yes.
Really, you're fucking, you're ready to pop off on all these fucking women.
Yes.
Yeah. Germ, does she even take into account that you are a relatively decent father? I mean, granted, you would leave your family in a Compton apartment or whatever, as far as it happened with another bit that we did. But in reality, you wouldn't, and you said very, very frequently that you would rather die than have any harm come of your kids.
That's true.
You would rather die than have any harm befall your children.
Well, I guess
or your
I,
wife. You're a really good. You're a family man. And
yes,
and even still, you're a bald family man. A little chubby, I'm not going to lie. Not right. Exactly what I would call average height. And the fucking fact that she is taking exception with you being filmed with Barb and thinks it's a fucking a threat to your wife, her sister, is just completely, I don't even know what the word is. Mike Nice, what do you think of this whole goddamn thing, right? I don't know.
Ridiculous.
It is that's what I'm looking for. It's completely ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. I don't know how she can even think that.
Right.
And I'm guessing that you got these emails and you were just whipped into a froth.
I was, because we never had, I've known this woman for 20 years and we've never had anything confrontational or anything awkward as this. And I don't know if I will have the same relationship with her again.
With the sister-in-law.
The sister-in-law who...
This is the last good tie to that family.
This is the last and only tie I had.
You think you had a shitty seat at the holidays last year?
Yeah, I'm going to be sitting on the floor next to the
you
holiday.
You won't even be invited. They're gonna approach Donna, your wife, and say, hey, Christmas, mom's house again. Frank... Maybe he's got something to do. I don't know. He's not. Don't bring Frank. Don't bring Frank. Bring the kids. A dessert. Don't fucking bring Frank. I swear to God. You bring him, I'll fucking kill him. You're going to get into a physical altercation if you show up at that house on Christmas or Thanksgiving or anything. It's going to happen. It's going to come down to this.
Most likely.
Are you ready? You going to start training?
No, I'm not getting training. And then, finally, she wrapped it up. She said, if you were having fun, fine. That's fine. As long as it's not at my sister's expense. I will be watching you. I will be keeping an eye on you.
Oh, that had to fucking just upset you. That had to drive you absolutely insane. Now that you think you have somebody's eyes on you. Somebody listening to the show, probably. I'm amazed you're even doing the show now, because I thought you'd be so nervous that if you ever thought that somebody would be watching you that didn't know that you do the show or didn't know how you act on the show, I would think you would just throw it all away. We do have this kind of like a duality. Like, I don't go to work and start calling everybody cunt and all that. You know, you can't. It tends to put a damper on your income. So you have to adjust and become office Ken, I become Ken. Here I'm fucking DJ New Style. I use foul language and I make fun of bald men who live in their basements. That's what I do. And Germ, you are like some kind of hapless idiot, and then you get off the show and then you go and play the duck game with your kids.
Absolutely.
It's a double life. Not that it's something that we have to really worry about, because not too many people hear this thing, but when the worlds start to intersect, and when people you work with maybe hear the show, or people that you're related to know you do this show and want to tune in because, hey, Ken's a hoot around the conference table, I bet you he puts on a hell of a podcast. Yeah, well, there's a difference between, you know, jokes about coffee machines and jokes about fucking would-be fetuses or whatever. Abortions and the like. It's just it's a little bit stressful. And I mean, for you, who's stressed and worries about absolutely everything, I think it'd be fucking incredibly terrible. Am I correct? I mean,
no, you're right. I mean, you know, we got two personalities here, and we'll see what happens.
Is this the first time that somebody that shouldn't have known that you do a show found out about it?
Well, you know, I hate to use the Seinfeld analogy, but
why? You always do.
I don't want worlds to collide. You know, I have an outlet here where I can act like a douche, and I have an outlet in real life, and I don't want the two to come together. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, you're saying that this is the only place where you don't have to put on the false front of being competent. Being able to handle tasks. This is where you can maybe go a little bit over the top and let loose and just rant and rave and talk about whatever makes you tick. But those thoughts get out to the wrong circles and it's all over.
Right. And now I have people watching me.
Hmm. Are you ever worried that that germs are going to be transmitted through the internet?
No, but now that you got me thinking, no.
You're not that crazy yet, right?
I'm not that crazy.
Because Happy Typing Girl's fighting a hell of an illness. She's in here right now. She's got maybe, I don't know, like whooping cough or something. She's very sick. I don't know what it is, but she's running a temperature. And, she's got strep. Have you ever had strep, Frank?
I had strep when I was 8 years old in 1978. Yeah.
Did you vote for Streptococcus in 1988? Or did you vote for Bush?
I voted for Dukakis.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to recover?
I had it in 1978 when I was 8 years old for Halloween, and I couldn't go trick-or-treating that year.
Oh, that had to be a real damper.
Yes, it was.
Really? What were you going to... Do you remember what you were going to be?
I was Dracula.
Wow. God, that was so inventive. Too bad you didn't get to show the world your Dracula. That is probably one of the most common costumes, Jerm.
Well, I'm sure you had those box costumes that smell like
It's wallpaper. February. Why not do Halloween chat? No, I never bought a box costume, Jerm. I always
the Fred Flintstone mask and the plastic. It smelled like friggin' Sanitest, for Christ's sake. Wallpaper.
I always made my costumes, or my mom made them when I was very little.
I see.
And by very little, I mean 26, because I still trick-or-treat. It's funny to make fun of yourself, Jerm, even when it's outlandish. Jesus. I need to, you know, since your guest fell through, I think we should take a quick break here. Do you have something lined up?
I have a little bit Is It Gay? I have some more questions.
Well, we're gonna do that, but I mean, on the break, you have something...
You know what? People have been condemning me for living in the 1980s and not, you know... moving forward and
so you have a surprise for this people.
I think you're gonna be surprised with this next tune.
All right, well, it's the DJ New Style Show. Quick break here and we'll be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
Put those hair band albums on the shelves and pull out your mini discs. It's time for the 90s, folks, on Germ Freak Radio!
Oh boy, a bunch of nerds, man. What a bunch of nerds.
What are you doing?
I'm looking at a picture of Van. And I'm realizing that they're a bunch of nerds. Alright.
This group formed in Seattle, Washington in 1992 and rose to prominence in 1988 with a This group formed in Seattle, Washington in 1992 was made up of University of Washington students looking to start a band. You know what? I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling that enthusiasm and that energy. All right. This group formed in Seattle, Washington in 1992 gained prominence in 1988. This song has been featured in the films Dickie Roberts, American Pie, and Disturbing Behavior. The group was formed by students at the University of Washington in 1992. They obtained their name because it was graffitied on the wall of the This song can be heard in the This song can be heard in the movie Dickie This song can This song can be heard in the movie This song can be heard This song can be heard in the movies of American Pie, Dickie Roberts, and Disturbing Behavior. This rock group formed in Seattle, Washington in 1992 was made up of University of Seattle, Washington students who wanted to simply start a band. The name of the group was obtained from a graffitied wall on the University of Washington student newspaper office. From their Where Have All the Moneymakers Gone, released in 1998, you know what? I feel very melancholy. Okay. The following song can be heard in the films Dickie Roberts, American Pie, and Disturbing Behavior. The group was formed by a bunch of university... Okay, calm down. This song can be heard in the movies Dickie Roberts, American Pie, and Disturbing Behavior. It was made up of a bunch of fucking nerds from Seattle, Washington, who wanted to simply start a band. The song name of the group was... The following group was made up of a bunch of fucking nerds from Seattle, Washington in 1992. A goddamn bunch of douchebags made up of different ethnic... I apologize. That was not called for. I'm sorry. Okay, calm down. Now, I'm not gonna... You know what? I don't feel like I used to. I used to feel it more. This group was made up of University of Seattle, Washington students who simply were looking to start a band. The group is formed in 1992 by a bunch of fucking nerds and cocksuckers. The name of the group was obtained from the graffitied wall of the student newspaper office. Where Have All Their Moneymakers Gone? Released in September 22nd, 1998. This film... I'm just rambling, dude. I can't concentrate. I'm sorry. I'm wasting all your tape, too. I apologize. This is the last time I'm doing it. If it doesn't work... Okay. This group is made up of a I did a fucking Fat Albert thing. This group was made up of a bunch of fucking nerdy motherfuckers from Seattle, Washington, who simply wanted to start a band in 1992. From their Where Have All the Moneymakers Gone, this one-hit wonder, Harvey Danger, Flagpole Sinner!
I'm not sick, but I'm not well. Let's take a quick look at the competition.
It's another fine week, huh?
It is. I mean, it's amazing. I'm ready to play the game that they call science.
Everybody wins.
Except for the losers.
Well,
are there any losers in science? I don't know.
Well, in the end, the probability of our survival goes to zero, right?
That is correct, yes.
Aren't you glad you listened to the DJ New Style Show? Yeah, I'm not either.
Yeah, yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listen to the DJ New Style Show, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean. Oh, snap. Slow jam, bitches. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, DJNewStyle.com. Get on your podcasts. Get on your pod. That's probably the stupidest thing I've ever said. We have people wearing DJ New Style shirts in the DJ New Style Show Live Pal Talk room. That would be our very own Barbara and the guy who looks like Steve Sanders from 90210. I don't really know his name. It's Chopper? Yeah, it's Chopper underscore 75. That's right. Thank you for doing that. It's cafepress.com/DJ New Style. Appreciate that. Jerm, you came through, I guess. You have your caller on there?
I have my caller on here.
All right. So, caller, please introduce yourself and what you'd like to talk about.
Hey, what's up? My name is Louis B. I want to talk about why we should demand a new 9/11 investigation.
A new 9/11 investigation.
Yes, sir.
So this is the show where I play Tuna Bone voicemails. And now we have somebody that wants a new 9/11 investigation. I understand you've probably called into a few other shows. You don't have to, you know, list any of them, but they don't necessarily treat you well, do they?
No, well, not that I've called into other shows. It's just
a lot of people don't really let you get into what you talk about. Is that right?
Well, I did, I did in my own show.
Okay. So what I'm getting at is I'm going to let you talk about what you'd like to talk about. But the minute you stop making sense and completely completely disregard common logic, I'm going to let you go. Frank, I think this is only fair. Because I don't want to explode on this guy. I don't want to completely shit on what he has to say, although I'd love to. I can't express to you how much I'd love to, but I'm going to let him say what he has to say to the very point that he challenges all just common rational thought. Do you think that's fair?
I think it's fair. Keep an open mind. Thank you.
Okay, so Louis B, welcome to the DJ New Style Show.
Okay, thank you.
You currently have 3 strikes left. And go.
All righty. World Trade Center Building 7, a 47-story tall skyscraper, was the third building to collapse that day. Okay. Why was it not investigated by the 9/11 Commission?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's one of the questions that we need answered.
Why? Why do you need it answered?
Why do you need it answered?
And who's we?
Well, I'm hoping the American people.
Well, obviously, I didn't know that it wasn't investigated by the 9/11 Commission, and I'm an American, so
right.
you can't speak for all the American people.
Okay, well, I mean, think of it this way. The 9/11 Commission was funded by our tax dollars, yes or no?
Okay, I'm going to add another caveat. You can't treat me like I'm fucking retarded by prompting me with multiple choice, especially when it's yes or no. I'll figure it out that it's a yes or no question. And go. Re-ask your question is what I'm saying.
Okay, the 9/11 Commission was paid for by tax dollars.
Yes.
Right. Why? I mean, for such a horrific event, why was it only given $3 million for the investigation when in comparison to when President Clinton got a blowjob, they spent much more?
Because the president got a blowjob. That's exactly why they spent more.
Okay.
That shit never happens and never hits papers. Okay.
So 3,000 people die. They only get a $3 million investigation. Get the president who got a blowjob.
But let me say something else. Do you realize how long ago the blowjob was? Do you realize that?
Yes, I realize.
How
that,
long ago?
Oh goodness, off the top of my head, about give or take, well, 10 years, give or take a few years.
10 years, give or take a few years. I would think out of all the statistics you have memorized, that should be the easiest one.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's forget that then and continue. So you think that the $3 million budget for the 9/11 commission wasn't enough?
Was not enough.
It was not enough. So you need another one.
Okay.
What was faulty with the first one?
The reason why I bring up Building 7 is that no plane sinks like it did Building 1 and 2.
Because I'll tell you why nobody did that. No fucking planes flew into Building 7.
Exactly.
The pieces of Building 1 and 2 fucking fell on 7.
Really? Do you know how far away Building 7 is? Well, I mean, it's rebuilt. But it was a block away.
Okay, now answer me this. How many blocks away did the ash and smoke go? Think about that. It went all over the fucking place.
You're
it didn't
talking
just
about ash and smoke, but I mean, I'm talking about debris. There were buildings that were right close to it, like the Millennium.
Okay, strike one. I'm sorry. Strike one, dude. Strike one.
What do you mean strike one?
Strike one! Do not question the umpire! That is strike one. I'll tell you when you get a ball. I'll tell you when you get a foul tip.
You know what,
strike one. You have two left.
Louis, the Millennium Hotel that was across the street had actually had the building fall on top of it, yet it still stands to this day.
And what was the word for the refuse? You said like a D word or something? Like the stuff that fell off
the debris.
The debris?
Debris.
Debris.
The debris, yes.
What about the cheddar? Germ, again, it's not that fucking funny.
It was. I can't help it. Listen, Louis B., listen to me. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. What other conspiracy theories are you aware of that you would like to discuss?
Well, I thought I was only going to focus on 9/11. I mean,
you can focus on whatever you want.
I'm still doing research on various other topics.
Okay, hit me with some funky shit. Tell me something that you think people wouldn't necessarily agree with you about. What's the most debated thing that you argue for?
Not so much argued, because I haven't really, haven't really researched it enough to actually form a proper.
Oh, I see.
Argument, but
So you haven't researched it enough, but you're part of a group and you hand out flyers. So well, what not, the fuck do the flyers
no,
say?
It's like, well,
I promise you, we will give you information soon. What the fuck do you? Why don't you research before you hand shit out?
Look, no. I'm talking about. Frank said about other conspiracy theories. I'm talking about, I said I haven't researched the other conspiracy theories to either form an argument or an opinion of them yet. They're just stuff that I've heard.
Well, I want you to talk about the 9/11 one. What do you think is the most, you bring up a point, what is the one that people disagree with you most on?
Oh, that, which you can actually see this for yourself, but most people don't want to, think about it. That
here comes the bitch.
The BBC and the CNN began reporting WTC 7 had collapsed almost a half an hour before it did.
D-Rake!
Fuck you.
Oh, come on, dude. Continue.
I mean, that's something you confirm for yourself. That's a thing.
I'm sorry. My mom probably forwarded that to me 8,000 times. Along with that one passage from the Quran about the gigantic eagle being awakened. It's all bullshit, dude. It's all fucking bullshit.
Oh, goodness.
Go ahead. Okay, I'm sorry. You're on. You're in the batter's box. Please.
Louis, can I just
Also, not, I mean, basically, we got, like, questions that, you know, more questions that need to be answered. Like, you know, there were 80-plus video cameras pointed at the Pentagon. Me personally, I believe the plane did hit the Pentagon. Me personally.
Okay.
Mainly because the walls were reinforced with steel and stuff like that. That, of course, the plane, you know, it wouldn't have let it give. But why hasn't the government released a videotape showing the plane hitting the Pentagon?
Louis.
Because you don't. Almost...
Louis.
Go ahead, Jay.
Louis, I'm just curious about other things, just for a moment. Did Lee Harvey Oswald act alone? Please give me your opinion.
Okay, well, all right. Well, I mean, common sense, if you look at the Zapruder film,
the what film?
The Zapruder film.
The Zapruder?
Zapruder.
Okay.
Am I saying it right?
Probably not. Go ahead, Jerm. Or go ahead.
I mean, you see the president getting hit by multiple shots, not just by one bullet.
So you see that in 80 frames? You can single out multiple shots?
They released the whole film.
Well, yeah, I understand that. It wasn't exactly HD, you know? I'm amazed that you could see him get hit by more than one shot.
And plus, I mean, I did Coast to Coast AM, which is a radio show, which is a nationally syndicated radio show, released a deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt, the CIA agent responsible for planning the the assassination.
Yeah, you know, I can say it. I don't appreciate the calling guest saying cunt.
Yeah, don't say cunt, Louis.
Yeah.
I say hunt.
I mean, nobody do you really know the guy to call him a cunt right away? I mean, granted, he's part of, you know, some kind of conspiracy thing, but he's probably a nice guy. He's probably got a family and kids.
Do you feel that he
left a deathbed confession to his son? So, I mean, as you may know, a death confession is you know, the best form of testimony in court that you could have.
How old are you, Louis?
I'm 24.
24.
Hmm.
Why do you get yourself involved in these type of situations? I'm just curious. I'm not putting you down. I'm just curious. Why do you concern yourself?
Situations as far as what?
Well, why do you concern yourself with these theories? Why don't you just,
I mean, the reason why I concern myself with 9/11 is because, A, we should have really, first of all, the 9/11 Commission was supposed to look into to see that if an investigation needed to continue. The fact of the matter is, the government invokes, I shouldn't say the whole government, you know, certain politicians use 9/11 for their own political gain, or to go into other countries. They use it as a carte blanche. And now since we're talking about going and fighting
in
Iran...
They use it as a carte blanche?
As carte blanche to go to go into other nations.
Okay.
And then, you know... And plus, it should have been a continuing investigation. Before we even go to war... I mean, because war is a very
serious... You know, I think we should have probably lost a few more buildings before we went to war. I think we should have waited.
Louis.
Why
Bigfoot,
rush?
Bigfoot, real or fake, Louis? Bigfoot. You've seen the Patterson film. Real or fake?
Fake.
I want to just say that, obviously, I'm being sarcastic. I don't wish to lose more buildings. I'm just pointing out that I'm like at strike 19. But I'm just still letting you go. I'm still letting you go. So tell me more about the carte blanche.
You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe me.
I know. Because if I had to, I would, and I don't. And
It's not like everything I'm saying, you can't fact check it.
So okay.
I mean, just because. I found this information on the internet. Doesn't mean, I mean, a lot of, like, and a lot of the information I find is not on some conspiracy theorist website. A lot of times I find them on college websites.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak and a Louis B, who is at Strike 2. Who's this?
This is our Foundry B Music, Jeff.
Jesus Christ.
Free from line with the blood of the infidels. Everything this infidel is saying is 100% true. Allah, Barak, Allah, Barak. I was personally financed by our infidel president, George W. Bush. Allah, Akbar. I was paid through PayPal. Please, Allah, jihadists do not take personal checks.
Excuse me, sir. Where can everybody read your review of Al Rambo? Did he hang up already? No, you didn't. Where can I read your review of Al Quetta Knight Rider?
Listen to us, sweet yard, it means a hello, Akbar!
Runfest.net!
What was your question, sir? I did not hear it. Hello, Akbar.
Okay. Well, we're going to let him go before we get any...
Thank you, Louie, for calling
any
in.
Negativity here. Louie, you there?
Yeah.
Louie.
Yeah.
All right, one more point.
One more point.
Bring up one more point, sir. Wrap it all up.
Okay. Why is it so unpatriotic for me to ask questions?
Actually, it isn't. You see, the thing is, the ability for you to do that, the ability for you to say, fuck the government, fuck the president, all that stuff that you're allowed to say. I'm not saying that you're saying that thing. I'm saying that you have the ability. Can I fucking finish? For fuck's sake, this isn't the goddamn Louis B. Office rocker, buildings fell down on accident fucking show. This is the DJ New Style Show, and I'm talking to you, dude. I'm fucking saying that you have the right to say all this shit because people are willing to die. We have fucking rights that people are fucking willing to protect. So a couple of our buildings go down, 3,000 of our fucking people die.
Exactly.
We're gonna fucking lay some fucking some people in the ground, in some sandy countries. Perhaps wherever Al Foundry Music Jefe has been fucking from. We're gonna fucking attack. That's what we do. So what's the big deal?
Oh, hey, I believe, you know.
Okay, we got to hang up on him. not you, Louie, but the guy that was, you know, there. Okay, so let's go. Come on. Wrap it up, please.
Wrap it up. All I'm saying is we needed more information. We needed, you know, before we even attacked, we needed more information. Yet all of a sudden, here's one of the smoking guns here.
Oh, Christ.
And I'll wrap it up.
Okay,
quickly.
And the pitch.
Where did the government get the DNA to compare the DNA they found of the terrorists?
How did they get that information? Right.
Yeah, well, all right.
Where did they get DNA? Come on, dude.
Louis. Where did they get it?
Oh, yeah, I believe that was three strikes. Listen, he's gone. the thing is absolutely this. The people that volunteered to join our army aren't fucking slaves that are made to die for some cause they don't agree with. They signed up. They fucking signed up. Whether or not they agree, they fucking signed up for it. They're trying to get fucking college or do this, or they want to be patriotic. They want to go over there and fight. It's nothing that they were forced to do. Nothing. And I believe we have a caller here. I'm trying to get him on. Hold on, please. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
It's Pristine Sneakers. How you doing, man?
Oh, God. Thank God we got you on. Oh. Thank Christ. Because I had to tell you, I only have one pair of underwear left. And I don't need to spend 20 minutes at the end of the show.
No, but I mean, that was just, you know, I was not upset at you. My feelings were just hurt. You know what I mean? I felt like maybe you recognized my number and didn't want to pick up the phone. So I didn't mean to yell at you.
I certainly recognize it now. That's a way to make yourself known. But I don't know. Maybe Germ. This whole World Trade Center conspiracy thing is enough to piss off the Pope. I guess.
Dude, the firefighters.
What about the fucking firefighters?
Dude, why didn't you say anything about the fucking firefighters, man?
I'm over here watching the game. Jeter's got the fucking FDNY. The firefighters, the fucking Yankees.
I'm saying, that's the team that supports the firefighters. I don't know what this fucking guy is supporting.
Bro, I was down on fucking, you know, over there, and the fucking firefighters were talking all this hot shit about the fucking Brewers. And I'm like, hey.
Dude, I've been listening to your show this whole fucking time, man. And honestly, I couldn't follow anything. Was it above my head? Like, what was going on, man?
No,
like,
bro, it wasn't above your head. It was below it, because the government put it below it, Holmes.
Jesus Christ.
Well, Germ, I bet Germ has a question for you, and I think it goes a little something.
Huh?
Like this. Germ. Germ?
Ladies and gentlemen, Germ Freak Radio presents...
Is it gay?
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Wow.
This is the part of the show where we ask a bunch of questions just to let a bunch of people know if something that you might be engaging in is gay. Germ, take it away.
Is it gay for a guy to speed walk?
I would say yeah. Well, wait, hold on. I have a question. Germ, is he holding weights?
Yes.
Christine?
And is he wearing tights?
He's wearing, no, that's irrelevant.
Maybe like Under Armour, perhaps?
It's irrelevant.
It's not gay to speed walk if you really have to shit a piss.
Yes.
But other than that, like if you're speed walking for the purpose of speed walking, I guess for exercise or something, I'd say it's a little gay. I mean, but it doesn't mean you have cock, but it's definitely faggoty.
Have you ever speed walked, Mr. Pristine?
No.
Okay.
I think it's gay. That's my verdict.
All right, so we got one gay, one not gay.
Well, in the event that you have to shit or piss, I agree.
Right.
Next one, Germ. Come on, next one. Is it gay?
Is it gay for a guy to talk baby talk with his dog?
No. I'm gonna say no, absolutely not.
I have a question. So. How big is the dog? How many pounds does the dog weigh?
Let's just say he's a medium-sized dog.
So you wouldn't want to fuck him.
So you're saying it's more gay the smaller the dog?
Yes. The smaller the dog is, the gayer it is. That's always
I think if you have a dog that's small, you're pretty much a faggot.
Hey, Germ, how big are your dogs?
6 pounds.
So I'm going to say yes, a resounding yes.
Okay. Is it gay to use another guy's soap in the locker room shower?
That's not only gay, that's fucking completely disgusting.
Yeah, man. That's kind of nasty, man. That's definitely gay. In another man's house, if you're a house guest and you have no choice but to use, yeah, right. But in a locker room, there's no excuse for that. You have to come there prepared.
Yeah, you got
to
bring your own shit. Spandy Man saying, just wash all the hairs off. It's all good.
Okay. Yeah, no, fuck that.
That's gross. Yeah. You may as well just fucking use the other guy's dick as soap, basically.
Yeah.
Germ?
Is it gay to use one of those scrubby bath balls in the shower?
What do you mean a scrubby bath ball? Like a...
One of those, they look like,
Like a little poofy fucking thing?
Yeah, I don't know the technical name for it. But I think you know what we're talking
like,
about.
Is it like really textured and,
yes.
Like it kind of puffs out into a ball?
Yes.
Like an 80, like an 80s hair clip?
It sops up the soap really good.
Yeah. Actually,
I don't think they're gay.
You know, I don't think so either. I think they're fine. I think they definitely don't look cool.
I'll tell you why I think
who's looking at you while you're... I think they're fine, man.
That's exactly it, Pristine. That's exactly it. It's who's going to see you do this. I mean, if you're in the company of a couple guys and you're using the poofy thing, oh my God, it's completely gay. But you're by yourself. You bought it to be cleaner. It's not like you're trying to show off and show the world how fucking, you know, homo-y you are.
Right.
Not gay.
Is it gay for a guy to purchase scented candles for himself?
Now, is he expecting a guest?
Not necessarily.
Just as a...
Okay.
Just for his home, his apartment. He lives alone, he's buying scented candles. Is that gay?
Where does he keep them?
Oh.
On his mantle, where does he keep them? He keeps them all over the place.
All right, he's buying scented candles or oils or incense or anything like that. Most likely, it means he's a drug addict, or he thinks he's just a real, or it means he thinks he's just a really smooth fucking dude. And when he brings women over his house, they're going to be impressed by some shit like that. I don't think it's gay. It's just stupid.
I think if you keep him by, like, the tub where you think you're going to have a woman over. But if you buy them with the intention of pleasing a woman, then it's not gay. But if you just buy them because you want to have a nice fucking some me time, it's fucking gay. Completely.
No, I mean, I have nothing wrong with, like, incense oils. Like, I've used incense in the past and stuff like that. But then I really, you know, like, before it's over, I'm like, this is really overbearing. It's just too much. Like, there's no reason for it unless you're doing drugs that give off an odor and you have neighbors. Or, like I said, unless you think you're impressing a woman with it, you know.
Okay, I'm going to say situationally not gay, Jerm.
Okay. Is it gay for a guy to cross his legs like a woman does?
Well, how does a woman do it to you? I mean, what's your interpretation of that? Because I've seen a lot of women do it differently.
I'm talking about the
conceal the crotch cross?
They cross
I'll explain it. Right. It's concealed crotch. It's where your right and left leg are parallel somehow, even though your legs are crossing.
And no, you cross them at the ankles.
A lot of the times, both of your hands will be palmed down on top of the knee that's on top.
It's completely gay. A guy's got to sit, Jerm, as you may know, because you're a WAP, skakyad. Completely legs fucking just wide.
Right.
You don't fucking cross your legs. It's okay if you're, like, relaxed to put maybe your leg under your knee or some shit like that, but your balls have to be ready to be accessed at all times.
Or even honestly, like across the leg where you're putting your foot, pretty much, say you put your right foot on top of your left knee. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But you know, if you're crossing your legs where you can swing your leg back and forth while you're sitting there, it's definitely faggoty. And even if you're not gay, you just happen to be doing it.
And dangle your high heel shoe, right?
Yeah, you just tap. You fucking shake your leg to the beat of some fucking Andy Gibb tune. It's fucking gay. I vote gay.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
Is it gay for a guy to wear sandals or open-toed shoes?
See, this is fucked up, man, because I know a lot of straight-ass guys who do that. So, yes, it's fucking gay. I'm sorry. I can't do it. Like, I don't know. Some of them are probably even listening to this, and I don't want to hurt their feelings or alienate them in any way. I know they're heterosexual guys. But it's fucking gay. I'm sorry. Yes, if I can see your fucking toes, and there's a potential to grow hair on them, it's just wrong. It shouldn't be happening. It's pretty gay. It's faggoty at best. I'll say it's faggoty. I'll say it's faggoty because I have friends who do it and they're straight. So.
I would say that if Ludacris has ever rapped about your shoe style as being attractive and you're a man, it's probably pretty gay.
That's a good way of looking at
yes.
it.
Yes.
Is it gay for a guy? Is it gay to let another guy sit on your lap just to take a picture?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I don't even need to hear the rest of the sentence.
There's no condition.
Unless you're Santa Claus at the mall, there's no fucking reason for that.
Let me give you the scenario.
Oh, here's the scenario.
Let me give you the scenario.
Frank, tell me how you got into sitting on somebody's lap. Go ahead.
No, I didn't. You're at a party, you want to get a group shot, and, you know, you rest your ass on some guy's knee. Because
first of all, why are you so concerned about getting a group photo that you have to be on somebody else's cock?
I said knee, not cock.
Maybe it's an Opie and Anthony gathering, and you just want to laugh.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Sorry, but I don't know what...
I vote completely gay, but the question that we're all asking, Jerm,
I've never done that before.
Oh, you absolutely have, but the question we're all asking, Jerm, is it gay? That's right. We want to know if some of the things you might be partaking in are really gay. Jerm is an expert of not knowing what is gay and what is, and this is where he finds out. Jerm, what is the next one?
Is it gay for a guy to use Clinique lotion?
What? I don't even know what Clinique lotion is.
Okay, we'll skip that one.
No. What is it? You obviously know what it is.
Well, the Clinique display at the mall, they have lotions and things of that nature.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say yes. And you obviously are curious. You've probably put it on your hands just to see what it feels like.
I've never done that. Next question.
About that. You've never done that, but you completely know what it is and where to get the Clinique products.
I've passed mall stands before. Listen to me. Is it gay to use silverware when eating pizza?
You know what? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yeah, it is. It's a little fucking fruity. You got. Why are you so concerned with your fingertips? It's all, you know what? I think this is another passive Seinfeld reference when George ate the candy with the candy bar with the fork and knife. But anybody who does that with pizza is a little bit odd, and maybe not gay.
Have you seen people do that before? I have.
Just not to upset any nitpickers, I will say this. There are situations when it's okay, because sometimes you get there are stuffed pizzas. There are all kinds of specialty pizzas that it's impossible to lift this thing and fold it as you would a slice of pizza.
Okay, so like a deep dish.
So under that circumstance, it's fine. If you're eating a regular slice of pizza and you're cutting with a fork and knife, I honestly, before gay, I would say foreigner. but, I mean, I don't know.
Foreigner?
I can't say I call it gay, but there's definitely something wrong with you. There's just no reason to do it.
I would say it's a little odd. Not gay, though. I mean, why would you think it's gay? Why would you even think that's material for this bit? You see somebody eating with a fork and knife, oh, that's gay. That's gay. That guy sucks penis.
Should I continue?
Oh, continue, please.
Is it gay for a guy to be a hairstylist?
Now, yeah. A barber or hairstylist?
A hairstylist.
Gay.
Yes. It's a fucking requirement for the position. Even if you want to be a hairstylist and you're straight, you're not allowed to.
The final exam is the final exam is taking 12 in the fucking asshole. Barber pole is. Jesus. I mean, you spend your fucking workday telling people how marvelous and fantastic they can look. And being catty and gossiping. Dude, you have to be gay. If you're not gay, you will be. About 2 months into it, when the being enamored is over with this job, you're just fucking, you're completely gay. Germ, next one, please.
Is it gay for a guy to own more than 4 or 5 pairs of shoes?
No.
More than four
I'm gonna,
or five?
I'm going to tell you something. Oh, no, go ahead.
More than 4 or 5, I would say, I mean, it depends on like, are you talking about like dress shoes or like sneakers?
I'm talking about the whole kit and caboodle.
I'm going to say if you own more than 20 pairs of shoes, you're gay.
20?
Yes.
That's.
What about 15? Is that okay?
15 is fine because that's just like a little excessive. You have a lot of shoes. Who gives a shit?
Right.
People, shoes. I don't know.
How many pairs of shoes you own, new style?
Maybe 6.
Fag.
You fucking asshole. How many do you own? You said you had 15 of the same pair. So you're by definition you're fucking gay, a few times over.
Okay. Shall I continue?
Oh, I'm sorry. Please continue.
Wait, hold on. I didn't even get to say shit.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pristine. I apologize.
Pristine, how many pairs of shoes do you own, Pristine?
What happened?
Including sneakers and dress shoes, how many pairs do you own?
See, that's where it gets kind of touchy. I'm looking around. I got, and this is boots and sneakers and shoes.
Yes.
Oh, I'm estimating, I'm going to say, like, 9? Like, I have, but this is something that recently, like, honestly, I've been getting into, and here's the thing, man, like, I don't like to accessorize like that or anything, which, that's probably when it's gay, like, when you need a shoe for every occasion. I think that's probably when owning so many pairs of shoes are gay. You know what I mean? Like, but also if you're like rich people love shoes, male or female. Like Kanye West has got a closet full of sneakers, I guarantee you. Like a man like that, and these are like, we're talking about any hip hop artist, man. They got sneakers, they wear them out once, and then they just put them in the closet and never wear them again. But I think, you know, I don't know. I just like to have a few pairs of sneakers. I have like 4 pairs of sneakers, I think maybe 5. And then I got 2 pairs of dress shoes. Actually, I got 3 pairs of them.
So I'm guessing you'd say it's not gay.
I should just give this up right now. Am I gay?
You know what?
I think I might be gay because I'm looking at my shoe collection. I have 3 pairs of dress shoes.
You're bringing up Kanye West, who always wears fucking pink shirts. Germ,
yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question. Is it gay to wear pink shirts as a man?
I think it's
is it gay to be Kanye West?
No, it is not gay to be Kanye West. I'll tell you that right now.
There's a rumor, man.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. No, dude, you haven't heard about this?
No, I have not.
Oh, we'd be getting off topic, but yeah, man. Another big-time rapper called him out, man. I can't remember his name right now, so I guess let's just forget
probably,
about it.
Probably Neo, but I don't
know. I think it might have been Cameron. Neo is God?
It might be Neo's God. Jerm, do you have anything else for us?
Well, I don't know if we have time.
We have time. Please continue.
I apologize. Is it gay for a man to wear pajamas?
Well, now, what are you talking about pajamas? Like,
I'm talking about regular pajamas with the shirt and the pants that match.
Wait, do they even sell the shirt and the pants that match? Like, oh, like a button-down thing?
A button-down collar shirt with the pants, with the elastic pants.
How old are you? I mean, because if you're
an adult.
If you're above 50, I don't think it's gay, because it's probably one of your grandkids or your children bought it for you.
I
think they actually just give it to you when you go to pick up your meds at that age. You have no fucking option.
The only clothes you wear are fucking that flannel button-down. I mean, I wear pajama pants and a fucking t-shirt.
Okay, I haven't worn pajamas since I was 7, but okay.
I don't even want to ask. I don't even want to ask. I think that's gay, definitely, without even fucking question.
That's double.
Asking another man what he sleeps in might be fucking really gay. So I'm just gonna skate by. Pristine, you got anything on that one? The pajamas?
Pajamas. I mean, no, it's not gay. I mean, you know, I don't do it. But actually, it's becoming quite fashionable. You see people walking around in it, mostly women, but guys too. Wearing the pajama. I mean, maybe it's a New York thing, but you see people walking around in pajamas a lot lately. So it's because I can't call it maybe a fat. Call it a fashion statement, but there's something related to fashion that's going on with wearing pajamas in public. I don't know what to call it, but I wouldn't call it gay. I wouldn't do it, but it's not gay.
I'm gonna say gay. I'm gonna say gay. Matching pajama outfit, gay.
So I mean, but why would you buy a mismatching pair of pajamas? Like you're never gonna buy. You know
the point is. You either buy, like, fucking sweatpants, shorts, or maybe some kind of fucking pajama pant.
Well, that's the thing. Fuck even sweatpants, man. I mean, you gotta bet. Honestly, as far as I'm concerned, like, that's what the blanket's for when you're sleeping. And that chill in the morning when you get out from under the blanket is wake the fuck up. Even though both you and I are not capable of doing that on a timely basis. But that's what that cold air is. You don't need to be warm under your blanket. The blanket is more than enough to keep you warm. A pair of boxers is fine, maybe a t-shirt or something like that. Like, I don't understand pajamas, but I don't know. I don't see anything.
You don't understand pajamas. I think we got to squeeze one more in, Jerm.
If you're wearing pajamas sitting on a fire hydrant, I guess it's pretty gay. But, like, if you're wearing pajamas at home to go to sleep, like, it's just weird. I don't get it, but,
okay. Jerm, I think, hold on. Yes. I think I have a question to ask you.
Yes. Is it gay?
There we go, Jerm. Why don't we kick off one more of these?
Okay.
And we'll wrap this son bitch up.
Is it gay for a guy to do an incredibly authentic imitation of someone who is gay?
Oh, like a really accurate, like, oh, he does the best gay guy impression.
A heterosexual doing a gay impression.
It is absolutely not gay.
Not gay?
Absolutely not gay.
My turn? Is it my turn?
Go ahead, Pristine.
If you're Tyler Perry, it's 100% gay. If not, then you're just an impressionist.
Oh, man.
Tyler Perry cannot do a fucking movie without at some point in time dressing up like a woman, and usually a fat one. If you're Tyler Perry, it's gay. If not, then, you know how to do impressions. But listen, no, there's no impressionist or comedian who does a couple of impressions, who, like, sits there and is like, no, I'm not going to impersonate this guy because
but
he's gay.
Pristine, I think the thing
the
is, though...
The reason you're impersonating him is that he's gay.
The thing
That's
is...
the whole reason for impersonating
him. Pristine, the thing is, though, I think it's... The caveat is that it's an amazingly accurate gay impersonation. Like, it's, like, to the point where, like, they might think you're gay.
I still don't think it's gay. Nah, I really don't think it's gay, man. One of the Leguizamo, man, does a fucking... Actually, he does a good gay guy, but he does women better than most fucking women can do, man. And he's definitely not a gay guy, because I'm his fan, and it just can't be possible. I'm his fan, so he's not
I can't
gay.
Wait for the day he comes out. Because he fucking does theater shows. He dances and fucking sings.
Don't even start it. He's not gay.
No. Pristine. He does hairspray for Latinos, and he's the only star. That's basically what he does.
What color is the sky, man? Listen, this is just reality. This is just nature. John Leguizamo is not gay. I know he has a nice physique. I know the man can dress. And I know he does a killer fucking Hispanic woman impression. He's not gay. I'm sorry. And honestly, unless you want me to cry in the last couple of minutes of the show, John Leguizamo is not gay.
Yo, man. New style. He's not gay. He dances really well. He talks just like a woman, and he sucks a great cock. Dude, he's not gay.
Jesus,
he's not gay,
Christ.
New style.
Dude, he's not. The man has got fucking more kids than I don't know. Who has a lot of kids? Help me out. It's not the point. He's not gay because I'm his fan, and that's the fucking bottom line. I love John Leguizamo.
I mean, if Mark Anthony's not gay, then Leguizamo's not gay.
Open gays. You understand? Like Freddie Mercury, you can be a fan of Freddie Mercury because he's openly gay, and it's no fucking thing.
Oh, so down low gay? You can't be a fan?
You're a supporter, and you looked at the pictures of him in the paper the other day, dressed up in a fishnet body stocking, high heels and a wig. Then that really hurts.
You know what? I want to hear one more, Germ. Let's just get one more, and then we'll wrap it up.
Oh, man. All right.
Were you out? You got no more?
All right, here's one last one.
Last one.
Is it gay for a guy to watch she-males fucking chicks?
Yes.
What?
It absolutely is.
Yeah, I think actually you pretty much defined gay.
But the thing is, though, they're just guys that happen to have tits. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
you watch the porno you watch now, but the guys happen to have tits.
They're gay.
But he's saying that the shemale is fucking another chick.
It's fucking another chick. A guy with a dick and
doesn't friends. Matter. Do you understand? Hold on a second. Am I really about... If you need me to, I will. Am I really about to fucking explain this to you?
I'm with you, man.
Do I need to sit here and fucking define this shit? That is gay.
Of course it's gay, but go ahead and explain it for the people who are saying not gay.
Holy shit.
Do I have to call people out for saying not gay? Spandy Man says no.
Spandy Man says no.
I think he's the only one.
Spandy Man wears a full body stocking every day in high heels and bends over with a wig. Is someone supposed to listen to his opinion? I mean, you know, no offense. But Jesus Christ.
All right.
No, hold on. Before you end your show, I know you're about to end your show, but
yeah.
Can I do something real quick?
Absolutely.
I wanted to, and Jump Freak, actually, I know it's not my question, Tom, but I wanted to ask you a question. And honestly, like, normally, man, because I've gotten kind of cool with you over the past couple of weeks, and I wouldn't do this on the air, but I think now that we're boys and everything, it's a question maybe that should be saved for something private, like a little more intimate, maybe a pal talk room.
Okay.
But now that we're on the air, I feel like we're cool. Like, would you mind if I asked you a question?
Go for it.
Are you sure? I'm serious. It's a little bit personal. Like, are you really sure?
I'm positive.
All right. Have you...
Oh, you fucking took that hook, goddamn line and sinker.
Son of a bitch!
Goddamn son of a bitch! He completely destroyed you, Jerm.
I am aware.
How does that make you feel?
I want to thank him for coming on. He was great.
Is it gay? This concludes Is It Gay?
And the show.
So, Jerm, another batch of things that may or may not be gay, completely solved in an erratic manner. That's right. Jerm, I want to thank you for hanging
in
there through this, what amounts to a very, very, very tough show. Very tough. But, we had so much nothing to cover. That's the end of the show, folks. DJNewStyle.com. I want to congratulate friends of the show for doing a great job on the night of 100 podcasts. That's Best in Show. Go to bestinshowradio.com. I think they did a very, very good job. Listen to their podcast. Put them on your goddamn portable MP3 players and computers and everything else. And Germ, I want to thank you too.
Thank you.
Do you even know what I'm thanking you for?
No.
I don't either. DJNewStyle.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.